Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Raising venture capital has always been a struggle in the Palmetto State, but late last year, our next guest was able to raise $5 million for her startup right out of the gate. It probably helped that she also used to run a venture fund. Hallie Tecco is CEO of Natalist. She joins us now by phone from her office in Charleston, South Carolina. Hallie, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Tell us a little bit more about your company and where the idea came from. Maybe a little background on your experience as a venture capitalist.
So we started Natalist a little over a year ago, and we launched about 7 or 8 months ago to really bring affordable women's health products to the market. We're starting with kind of the fertility space and moving on to pregnancy and postnatal, but we really started through our own experiences as women and moms on the team who've all kind of had our own journeys, all looked very different on how we got to motherhood, but we shared kind of one thing, which is a passion for helping others and helping new moms really navigate the space. And so we layer our product offerings with a lot of education, because getting pregnant isn't just about peeing on a pregnancy test and finding out you're pregnant. It's also really understanding how your biology works, how to kind of optimize for pregnancy and time for your fertile window, and then how to carry a healthy pregnancy. So before this, I spent about a decade as a healthcare and technology investor. I will say it's much easier to be an investor than a founder, working on the sidelines, cheering companies on, helping problem solve is really an amazing opportunity. I love the work that I did as an investor and hope to be able to do it again in the future. But I really was so passionate about the fertility space and women's health, and the timing was right. I really felt like I had to shift into this new opportunity.
Let's talk a little bit more about the company's first product was a pregnancy test.
Well, we launched with about 6 products, including, yes, a pregnancy test. And our pregnancy test is our best seller. And we actually just launched that test in Target. So that's an exciting news for us. But we also sell ovulation tests. We sell fertility-friendly lubricant, prenatal vitamin, omega DHA, and a couple of books around fertility and family planning.
And how would your test be different than others that were already out there on the market? Why did we need another one?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we're really the only fertility company selling pregnancy tests that's actually run by women and run by moms who have been there. We've designed every ounce of the experience of using our test for millennial women, because we are those women. We know how women want to use these products. And so our instructions are really easy to read. They're very beautifully illustrated. Our test itself is a lot prettier than existing tests. So the entire experience, user experience, we wanted it to be a lot easier and more enjoyable for our users. And then, of course, just the educational component. So we have tons of content and support for women. We have a customer service team that's able to answer questions by text message, email, social media. Send us a DM on Instagram. We'll get back to you. And so that's something that the incumbents really haven't offered. And they've really positioned themselves more as clinical medical companies, where we've positioned ourselves as a consumer company. We're here for the users.
And did your experience as a venture capitalist in the health technology industry help in being able to find inventors, scientists, lab technicians, manufacturers to help you make this?
Yes, I absolutely could not have started this company in the beginning of my career 15 years ago. We were able to get to where we're at right now because of not just me, but our entire team's experience working in healthcare.
You were in California before this, right?
Well, I was in California for 9 years and then New York City for 4.
And so California, New York City, places where venture capitalists should be, I guess. So why South Carolina for this company that you've started?
It's a great question. So, I'm originally from Ohio. And as everyone in South Carolina knows, every Ohioan ends up down here, right?
Well, so, there is an interstate straight here from Ohio, yes.
We have family here and wanted to have slower, more enjoyable pace of life.
And there you are, South Carolina.
Yeah, South Carolina.
Well, Hallie, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Hallie Tecco is CEO of Natalist, based in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.